Tefillah for Life, Shir number 27, Monday, Parshas Kisavai. We are talking about mentioning the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a bracha and how it is fundamental and what we are supposed to think in our heads. And as we said, even though it's not practical for every time a person makes a bracha to think in his head the different kavanas that a person should think when he says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we raise awareness on the concept and we think about it, in Mirtz Hashem, one day we will be zeicha to make every single bracha properly and think the kavanas that we are supposed to have when we say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's elaborate what we are supposed to think in our heads and what is the message in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we discussed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's real name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's limitless power, limitless chesed in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a constant existence in the world, but we can't practically say that because that control of the world, that hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of his limitless power, we don't really see in the world. So therefore, we don't say that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, we say the name of Adnos, which demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the master over the world. That's the name that we can say. And the Mefarshim explain that when a person says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should try to think both things in his head. Number one, Adon HaKoyel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything, which is demonstrated in the name of Adnos. Number two, Hoya Hoive V'yiye, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limitless. He is the constant existence, the only constant existence in this world. He was, he is, and he will always be. There is no past, no present, no future by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the same. His existence is constant. And the truth is, every time we say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we can try to think this in our heads, we are internalizing a very important concept. That even though we only perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as controlling the world, and there is teva, so to speak, that's how it looks to us in our eyes, and that's why we say the name of Adon HaKoyel, which demonstrates that there's teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the teva. But the truth is, behind the scenes, there is the limitless power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really the main part, the main message of the bracha. That don't look at this apple as a simple piece of teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you. It's much deeper than that. This apple is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless power and endless love. And that is the message of the bracha. Number one, we realize that the apple came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world, and he controls everything that goes on. But number two, which is maybe even more important, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is not limited to this. Even though in our eyes we only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting within the teva, within the nature. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate power is much greater than that. And that is the hidden message of Yud Kei Vav Kei. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is lamala min ha-teva. It's behind a mask of teva. But everything ultimately is lamala min ha-teva. Endless chesed, endless bracha. And every time we say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in the world. Even though we don't say the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, but every time we say the name of Master of the World, and we try to internalize that the Rabbeinu Shalom, even though it seems like he's only a master of a finite world, it is really much greater than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limitless. Every single time we say that, we invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's limitless chesed in the world. And that is the secret of the bracha that comes along when we make a bracha. When we invoke this power of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of the limitless power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we believe it, that even though we only see teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater than that, when we think that in our heads, we are zeicha to limitless bracha that comes from a bracha that is said properly.